We're learning Masech the Shabbos, Daf Ayin Amid Beis. The Gemara is discussing the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that someone who knows Ikir Shabbos, he knows such a thing as Shabbos, but doesn't know today is Shabbos, and does Melachas Harbeh B'Shabbos HaSharbeh, he's Chayav HaKol Shabbos V'Shabbos. Since he knows Ikir Shabbos, he's Chayav for each Shabbos. But since he doesn't know today is Shabbos, he's Chayav one Chattas on each Shabbos, even if he does multiple Melachas. But the day is Shehu Shabbos, V'asa Melachas Harbeh, V'Shabbos HaSharbeh, Chayav HaKol Melachu Melacha. If someone knows his Shabbos, it's other than Shabbos Hashigas Melacha, then he's Chayav in each Melacha. So the Gemara here asks his Shaila, V'im Nei Ravim Rav Nachman, Helem Zeh V'Zeh B'Yadei Mahu. If let's say he doesn't know either one, say he doesn't know that today is Shabbos, he also doesn't know that the Melachas that he did were Melachas. Had he done that? Do you done that as Shigas Shabbos, and you only chayev one? Or do you done that as Shigas Melachas, and you chayev on each one? Amaloi, Rav Nachman answered to Rava, Hare Helem Shabbos b'yadavein chayev al achas. Since there's a Helem Shabbos, so therefore you only chayev one. So the Gemara says, Adarabba, Hare Helem Melachas b'yadavein, Mike says Helem Melachas, so you should be chayev al achas v'achas. So the Shaila is, what's the Shaila of the Gemara? And what exactly is the Shaila v'Tarya of Nachman and Rava? Rav Nachman said that since it's Helem Shabbos, so Mela, you only chayev one. And Rava asked him, no, but it's Helem Melachas, you should be chayev Adrab, it's Helem Melachas, you should be chayev a lot. So Taisus brings Gemara and Shvua, similar Gemaras with Helem Tuma and Helem Mikdash, and there he was Machmir. So Taisus says the reason why here he parted was because he held that Shigas Shabbos was the Iker, because the mitzvah is Mishum Shabbos. And that's why you tell the Shkaga more in Shigas Shabbos than in Shigas Melachas. They still don't see klar what are the two tzadim. I guess Taisus is naming on that Pashtus you go l'chumra. You have a Helem which is Mechayev, a Helem Melachas. That will be enough to be Mechayev. The Helem Shabbos wouldn't necessarily pater. Now, the Gemara Shaila was, if you have one Helem that's Mechayev and one Helem that paters, what's the din? And Taisus brings the Raya from the Gemara and Shavuos that you have the Helem HaMechayev, so that alone could be a Mechayev. And for Taisus, no, because Helem Shabbos is more Iker than Melachas. So merely you go bust at Helem Shabbos because the Iker Issu is from Shabbos. The Baal Amar reads Zeis like this. He says, do you say that you see from the Mishnah that the less someone knows, the less he's Chayev? Because you see, if he doesn't know what Shabbos is altogether, he's only Chayev one for all the Shabbosis. And if he knows what Shabbos is, he just doesn't know today is Shabbos, he's Chayev for each Shabbos. So you see, the less someone knows, the less he's Chayev. So if Helem Shabbos is Chayev one in all the Melachas, now that he also has Helem Melachas, he knows even less. So he should be Chayev even less. That's one side. The other side is that the Gemara had said earlier that the difference between Helem Shabbos and Helem Melachas is that Helem Shabbos is one Shkaga, and Helem Melachas is multiple Shkagas. So here, you have the multiple Shkagas. You have the Helem Melachas. Just because you added another Shkaga of Helem Shabbos, you should be Chayev less. The Aseidah Davar is, when it's one Shkaga, you Chayev one. When it's multiple Shkagas, you Chayev Kefidah Shira Shkagas. So you have the multiple Shkagas. As I teach the Baal Amar, I saw a Meir Deir Shtickle from Rav Aaron, in Mishnah Sar Baron, at Simon Yud, Eis Gimel. I don't think it's like Taisus or like the Baal Amar. The Rabban's a little bit mashma that way. But it sounds very geschmack, very mustaba. Says we had earlier a machloikis, Rav Safra and Rav Nachman. And Ayinam and Aleph, Rav Safra said that the reason why Shigas Shabbos is Chayev one and Shigas Melachas is Chayev many is because the Yediyas Shabbos is only one Yediyah and Mimela it's only Mechayev one. Shigas Melachas, the Yediyas Melachas are multiple Yediyas, and merely Yechayim for each Yediyah. That's what Rav Safra said. Notice the Mechayev is the Yediyah. When you have one Yediyah, Rav Shabbos, he didn't know it was Shabbos, now he knows it's Shabbos, you have one Yediyah. So Mela, Yechayev, for that one Yediyah, only Chayev one. Mashengen, if you didn't know the Melachas, so now you have multiple Yediyas. So Yechayev for each Yediyah, so Yechayev many. So effective of Nachman Tim, Klum parish mishabbos elam mishum melachas, klum parish mishabbos elam mishum shabbos. That the pshat is that even when he had Shigya Shabbos, and now he has Yediyah Shabbos, but he also has Yediyah Malachas, because Yediyah Shabbos is not enough. Now the truth is, he always had the Yediyah Malachas, but the Yediyah he has now also includes Yediyah Malachas. And al derech zeh by Shigya Malachas, he's saying that he has Yediyah of Kama Malachas, but he also has Yediyah of Shabbos. The Yediyah is what he knows in the end. In the end, he knows everything. So there's no chiluk. That was Rav Nachman's taina. So what was Rav Nachman's answer? That here, the mechayev is not the idea. The mechayev is the shkaga, the forgetting. Here he forgot one thing, and here he forgot many things. So Zogdir Baron, hepech from the Baal Amor Abyssal, he said, if you be mechayev him on a shkaga, right? The Baal Amor says, if you mechayev him on the shkaga, so when it's helim zev zev yaday, he has multiple shkagas. So you should mechayev him a lot. What's the difference? It's nistasev, another shkaga of Shabbos. The Maisi has all the shigas malachas. It's like the Baron, no. Because the aside by shkaga is they have to be shav mi the yasai. In order to be chayiv in a shkaga, the aside of a shkaga is that had you not had the shkaga, you wouldn't have done it. You forgot, and that forgetting was goyim that you should do it. But if, let's say, had you had that yediyah, you would have done it anyway. So that's not a shkaga mechayivus. It's not a shkaga of shav mi the yasai. We spoke earlier, there could be another pshat in Shav Midiyasai, but that's a pasha pshat. Shav Midiyasai is explaining the eches of the shkaga. A shkaga has to be, the reason why he did it is because he didn't know kach v'kach. Had you known kach v'kach, you wouldn't have done it. But if you had you known kach v'kach, you would have done it anyway. Nishtas is a shkaga that's mechayev you. So Zakhdu Baron, so here, shigas malachas can't be mechayev you. Because had you known the malachas, you also would have done that, because you didn't know it was Shabbos. You need the tzir for shigging a Shabbos. So you want to be mechayiv him multiple chatayis, because he had multiple shkagas. But the multiple shkagas wouldn't have been mechayiv him, because he still would have done it, because he didn't know today was Shabbos. You need the tzir, you need the shkaga of Shabbos as well. And the shkaga of Shabbos is one shkaga. The shkaga of Shabbos alone also can't be mechayev, because had he known it was Shabbos, if he didn't know it was malachas, he also would have done it. You need the two together. But since the chain's only as strong as its weakest link, since you need the shkaga of Shabbos also, and the shkaga of Shabbos is one klolistic shkaga on the whole thing, so the mechayev can't be multiple mechayevim, because the malachas alone can't be mechayev. Because you need the shkaga of Shabbos alone. And the shkaga of Shabbos can't be mechayiv more than one chatas. Because it's only one shkaga. So that's why only chayiv once. So he says, that's the pshat of Nachman. Rav Nachman l'shitas, that's pshat his answer. Why do Rav Nachman say, Om le'alom Shabbos b'yod v'ne chayiv al'achas? And that would answer Tosis kasha. He doesn't mention this. The chayiv is not like Tosis. So over there in Shavuos, as long as the helim tumah is mitzurif, so you can mechayiv on this shkaga. Because the Helam Tum is also part of it. And Helam Tum in the Torah is Mechayev. It doesn't make a difference if you also need the Helam Mikdash to be Mechayev. Now, Shenken here, he can't call it Shkagas Tuva, because since you need the Helam Shabbos, and the Helam Shabbos is one Mechayev, so the Shkagas Tuva are not enough to be Mechayev him, because they alone are not Shami Dasei. You need, along with the Shkagas Tuva, the Shigas Shabbos, and the Shigas Shabbos is Shkagas Achas. And mainly, call him Mechayev once, Rav Nachman l'shitasei. And Rava, who said, Adar behelm lachas ben v'chayev v'kalachas v'achas, al-kachach Rava meant that the Yisrael is not shkoga achas and shkoga stuva. Rava holds like Rav Safra. Rava was being mitzanded to say like Rav Safra, that the Yisrael is the Yediyas. So mainly, since you have the Yediyas of the Malachas that are Mechayev him, and you need the Yediyas of the Malachas, and the Diyas and the Malacha can mechayev each one. Can mechayev chatayis tuva. So Ryan goes a little weiter with this same Yisayin to explain the next part of the Gemara. Also, Dachsuch, not like Taisus al Kapanim, maybe not like Rashi either. Now, soon I blows the Mesha, Mamash is Pshat. But he was telling Zich that when the Gemara answers, the Gemara then, Rav Ashi said, Chazinon, Imushim Shabbos Kapar Shalom Shabbos Biodin Chayev al Achas. And then Avina told of Ashi back, Klum Parish Mishamis al Mishim Lachas, Klum Parish Machas al Mishim Shabbos, El Eloi Shana. And Rashi says, El Eloi Shana v'ein Chayiv al Achas. That's what Rashi says. And the Shaila is, sort of Chedush Yeran, asks a chayla. Where did Rashi get that the Gemara's maskana was ein chayev al achas? Look at the Gemara. Rav asked the shayla, "V'tzal him zev zev biyaday." What is it? Is that called shigah shabbos? Is that called shigah melachas? You have both. So Rav Nachman said that's called shigah shabbos. So Rav says, "What do you mean?" But you also have shigah melachas. So Rashi says, "Well, it depends. If he was perish kos yidia shabbos, then shigah shabbos. If he was perish for yidia melachas, then shigah melachas." Rav Nachman says, "No. Even when he's perish for yidia shabbos, lamaisa." He's also perishing with the Yismalachas. Called perish, perish, Shabbos, and Malachas. Even when he's perishing with the Yismalachas, the nicest perishing with the Yishabbos. So it makes no difference why he was perish. Elalashina makes no difference. So Lechai, read the Gemara comes out with Adab Shittas. You have both. You have Elam Shabbos, you have Elam Malachas. When he's Yidias Mishabbos perish, it's also called Yidias Malachas. When he's Yidias Malachas perish, it's also called Yidias Shabbos. So you have both. No, you can't make a chiluk if it's Yediyah Shabbos versus Yis Malachas Perish. So now we don't know. So why did Rashi say Vein Echayev Lachas? And the Rambam also paskins Echayev Achas when it's Halos Zev Zev Yodin. What's that? The Gemara doesn't seem to come out. So the Ran's mitzadid that Rashi means Misafik only Echayev Achas. And the Marsha says that. But Rashi's not so much that way. Why did Rashi have to tell you Psak Halacha that Misafik only Echayev Achas? It's just that Elishna and we have a Safik. You'll figure out the Psak Halacha. Elishna, Memela, we don't know. The Rambam's also not so mashmitz as Suffolk. It's mashmitz, that was the Psak. So where do you see in the Gemara came out, that it's Einachai V'lachas. Like we said, if you hold the aside of the chilik between Shigas Malachas and Shigas Shamas is like Rav Nachman, that here it's Chodesh Shkog and here it's Shkog is Tuva, Tainit Rav Aaron, so the Svar is Mechayiv, that when it's Helam Zev Zev Biyadai, the Baal the Shigas Malachas Alein and Ana Mechayiv, because it's them alone, if you didn't know, since you didn't know it was Shabbos also, so Mel, it's that alone, it's not called Chav Midiyasai. So Mel, the Mechayiv comes Betziruf the Shigas Malachas. I mean, it's Betziruf the Shigas Shabbos. And the Shigas Shabbos is only one Shkaga. So Mel, that's why only Chayiv once. And Ravu says no, that you have Shkogas Malachas. He doesn't hold the Yisayda Shkog Ach Shkogas Tuva. He holds the Yisayda Yedias. The male is like the Gemara, fine. So Rav Ashi says, yeah, it's Takatoli in Yedias. But it depends which Yedias Mechayev him. And Rav Aaron is saying, and it's not like Taisus, it depends which Yedias was last. Which did he find out last? Did he first find out all the Malachas that he didn't know about, and then he found out it was Shabbos? So what was the Yediyah HaMechayev? It's the Shabbos. So that's one Yediyah. So mainly it's Chayev once. If he first found out it was Shabbos and then he found out all the Malachas that he didn't know. So the Yediyah HaMechayev was the Malachas. So that's Kami Yediyahs. So that's what's Mechayev. So Rav Ashi is going together with Rav Safra's Svar. Rav Ashi that says it's totally on which Yediyah it was is going with Rav Safra's Svar. That the chilah between Shigas Shabbos and Shigas Malachas is that Shigas Shabbos is one Yediyah. Shigas Malachas is Kami Yediyas. So Mel, depends which Yediyah was the one that did it. Tainit Ravina, word for word, Rav Nachman's Tainan on Rav Safra. That there's no such thing, because even if there's a Yediyah that brought him to the Chiyav, it was Mitzurif with the Yediyah of Malachas. You can't say the Yediyah of Shamas was Mechayivim, the Yediyah of Shamas was together with the Yediyah of Malachas. You can't say the Yediyah of Malachas was Mechayivim, the Yediyah was together with the Yediyah of Shamas. Which Yediyah was Mechayivim is not the word. Like Rav Nachman said, it's not the pshat that by Shigas Shabbos have one Yediyah and by Shigas Malachas have multiple Yediyahs. Both of them have multiple Yediyahs. Both of them have one Yediyah. Both of them, the Shabbos needs the Malachas and the Malachas needs the Shabbos. Elamai, it's a Shkaga. It's a Shkaga. So then I'm vanda the Shkaga. You need the Shigas Shabbos and Mele, you can't be Mechayev more. Because the Shigas Malachas alone can't be Mechayev. Like we said, it's not Shabbos Midasa. You need the Shigas Shabbos. Elamai Shana. And that's what Rashi says in Echayev Lachas. Because the whole Tzanti Mechayev more than Achas is only Rav Safra. It's only because the Yediyas Malachas could be Mechayev. But if you want the Shigas Malachas in Mechayev, you'll need the Tzir for the Shigas Shabbos. So when the Gemara discusses Yediyas, that's Rav Safra. When the Gemara says, no, Yediyas don't work, that's Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, that says, Ashkog is Tumah, then Avada, you'd only be chayiv once. That's a shtickle from a baron. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara wants to bring a raya from the Mishnah, the din of Helam Zev Zev Yadai, that the next Mishnah says, Avos Molachas Rabom Chasver Achas, and we had the Shailam and Yonah Lomeli, Rabbi Yechanan said, Shemasan Kula Belamacha Chayav Kalachas Vachas. So Rabbi Yechanan alerts us to the possibility that someone could be Chayav 39 Chatayas and 39 Molachas. That's how he learns it in the Mishnah, that Avos Molachas Rabom Chasver Achas. So if you say Helam Zev Zev Yadai Chayav Kalachas Vachas, then we can understand how he could be chayef 39 chatayis, he didn't know any malachas, even though that means, in a sense, he doesn't know that there's such a thing as Shabbos either, if he doesn't know any malachas, that's okay, because it's Helam Zev Zev Yadai. He's chayef 39 malachas. Masha'en Kain, if Helam Zev Zev Yadai is ain't a chayef alachas, so Karchik has to know at least one malacha, because if he doesn't know any malachas, so then it's Helam Zev Zev Yadai, he also doesn't know Shabbos. He knows about Shabbos in regard to one malacha, so that's called he knows Shabbos. What about the rest of the malachas? That's all the malachas. But if he doesn't know Shabbos in regard to any malacha, that's called that knowing Shabbos. That's the Gemara's Hanacha. So in Mela, if you're going to say, Helam Zev Zev Yadai Zayn Chayev Malachas, how could he be Chayev 39 malachas? If he doesn't know all 39 malachas, that means he doesn't know any malacha, that means he doesn't know what Shabbos is, it's Helam Zev Zev Yadai. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's good, because Rabbi Yechanan says that all you need is Shigas Karis. So he can know about Shabbos with the lav, and he could not know about Karis, and mainly he doesn't know about all 39 malachas, Shigas Karis. Now, Shengen, if you all like Rish Lakish, that you need Shigas lav, so Kundas, he doesn't even know the lav of Shabbos, so he knows nothing. So mainly that should be a Helam Shabbos, it should be Helam Zev Zev Yadai, it should only be Chayiv 1. So Mar answers that according to Rish Lakish, he knows if it's Chuman Alibi there, Rabbi Kiva. Adkan, the Gemara also said very similar. And that's Samach Tesim and Aleph. So Taisus and the Rishenim all ask a Gvaldik Akasha. And the Gemara is Mavur, that if you hold that Helam Zev Zev Yadai is Chayav HaKalachas Vachas, then it's very good. He doesn't know any malacha, essentially he doesn't know about Shabbos, and still he's Chayav each malacha. So in fact, Taisus and the Rishenim, but what do you mean? That should already be the beginning of the Mishnah. It says, Kol HaShecheich Ika Shabbos V'osu Malachas Harbi Shabbos Harbi Nechayav HaLachas. If someone knows nothing about Shabbos, then he's only chayev one for all the malachas and all the shabbosis. So in the Gemara is havimina that he doesn't know anything. What's it sad? Even if Helam Zev Zev Biyada is chayev kolachas vachas, but that could be a case. The Rishonim read this ice. Well, he knows about Shabbos. He knows 33 of the 39 malachas. The 6 malachas he doesn't know, and he did those 6 malachas. Plus, he happened to think that today was Friday. So man, let's tell him Zev Zev Yadai. But he's not a Shechech Hikah Shabbos. He knows about Shabbos. He doesn't know a few malachas. And he happens not to know that today is Shabbos. So that's Helam Zev Zev. But at this point, we were saying he doesn't know any of the 39 malachas. So he knows today is Saturday. But he doesn't know any of the 39 malachas. That's called he doesn't know it's Shabbos. Because if you don't know any of the malachas, even though you know it's Yom HaShvi, you know it's the seventh day, but it doesn't matter. That's called you don't know Shabbos. It's more than that. It's called you don't know Ikah Shabbos. What's the difference in that and you know Ikah Shabbos? So I'll start. There's comment to it, so we'll go through them. We'll start with the Ramban's first teretz. He says a gevalde gechap. He says if you're going to tell me Helam Zev Zev Biyadai is Chayev Kalachas Vachas, so then I can tell you a good case. He knows one malacha. He knows Ksir. You know, I'll do Ksir on Shabbos. That's the one malach he knows. He doesn't know any of the other 38 malachas. So he did all 38 malachas. Vashigas malachas. So how did he get 39? He knows one malacha. The teretz is, he also didn't know it was Shabbos. So that's why he happened to do Ksirah, because he didn't know it was Shabbos. So let's say you do 5 malachas behelam malachas, and you do a 6th malacha behelam Shabbos, but the 5 malachas are called helam malachas because you knew it was Shabbos, and then you forgot it was Shabbos, and you did a 6th malacha behelam Shabbos. So that would give you 6 chatayis, because even though the 6th malacha you didn't do behelam malachas, but since all the other malachas you did was behelam malachas, so you'll be chayiv another one for the one malacha you did behelam Shabbos. Let's move over that way in the next sugya. And if you did ktsira behelam malacha ubezadin Shabbos, you did ksir, you knew it was Shabbos, you didn't know ksir was aser, and then you forgot it was Shabbos, you happened to know tchina was aser, you did tchina, mishig Shabbos, and zadim malachas, you chayev twice. even though the tchina was done b'shigah shabbos, but since the ksir was done b'shigah shmolachas, it's a schalk. It's called a separate shkodah. So, Mel, in this case, you knew one malacha ksira. You did 38 malachas, and you didn't know they were aser. And you also did ksira, but ksira you knew was aser, but you didn't know today was Shabbos. So if halam zev zeb yadi is called shigas malachas, even though the malacha that you did know, you did b'shigah shabbos, but you did all the other 38 malachas b'shigas malachas. So you chayev 38 chatayas and all the malachas you did b'shigas malachas. And you chayev a 39th chatas for the one you did b'shigah shabbos. Because it happened to be you didn't know today was Shabbos either. So Mel, that's how you can get 39 chatayas, 38 of shigas malachas, and the 39th of shigas Shabbos. But that's only if when you have both, that's called shigas malachas. If yet when you have both, that's not called shigas malachas. So mimanoshach, if you knew today was Shabbos, so it's only shaykh 38 chatayas, because one malach you have to know, otherwise you're not in your day ikar Shabbos. Elamai, you didn't know today was Shabbos, so then they're all considered shigas Shabbos and only being one. So that's the raya that Helam Zev is every other would be chayav akalachas v'achas. That's the Ramban's teretz, the Geshmak Echab. But he says the sugi is not mashed away. The sugi should have read ois, the cheshvin. He shouldn't have assumed that you would know. It says shapir. It should have read ois. Bishloi mehelam zev zev yadei chayav klachas achas mishkachas law that you didn't know 38 malachas and you also didn't know it was Shabbos. That's what it should have said. Didn't say it. It's just a shapir. It sounds like you don't need an akimta. So Ramban's final pshat, he says two mahalchim in his final pshat, that the case was Yitaka didn't know any of the malachas, and because of that it's called you don't know Shabbos. So why Taka isn't Shechech Ika Shabbos? So he says, the first pshat he says is Shechech Ika Shabbos means you have no idea that there's such a thing in the world of Shabbos. You don't know such a thing called Shabbos. Even after somebody tells you that today is Shabbos and these malachas are also, you're still clueless. You're like a teenage Shanizhu Ben Anachrim, that you don't know anything. So that's not called Shigas Shabbos or Shigas Malachas. That's called Tinik Shanish, but that's called Shechech Hikas Shabbos. You only have one Chatas and everything. Mashenken, let's say you forget all 39 Malachas. You don't know any of the 39 Malachas, but you notice such a thing called Shabbos. You notice such a thing called Malachas. You just don't know what the Malachas are, and because you don't know even any Malacha, that's called you don't know Shabbos. So that's the pshat, that's called Helam Zev Zev. That's not called Shechech Hikas Shabbos, because you know such a thing called Shabbos. But it's not called Helam Malachas, it's called Helam Shabbos also, because since you don't know Shabbos b'mini, that's already Helam Shabbos. It's just not Tinik Shanishba. I think Taisa says Karev L'Zeh. Taisa says, it's Tzarech L'Chalek Ben Zeh L'Shechech Hikas Shabbos. D'Ochei N'Shechul Kol Kach T'Chim Mitgir Lei Mitgir. It's not so forgotten, because when you remind him, he remembers. In other words, even though you're considering him not knowing that today is Shabbos because he doesn't know any malacha, but he knows the concept of Shabbos. He just doesn't know any malachas. So he doesn't know any malachas. So that means he doesn't know Shabbos. But the pshat is he's a yedeya ikka Shabbos because he knows the concept of Shabbos. I think it's the same vart, Taisa's vart, in the Ramban's first teretz. And Ramban says another thing, that he thinks that every malacha that was done in the Mishkan is mutter. So what's Aser on Shabbos? Things that weren't done in the Mishkan. Let's say such a case. So since he knows there's such a concept called Shabbos, and he knows that things are Aser, so Mamela, that's not called Shekech Iker Shabbos. Mashayin Kain, since there's not one Malacha that's Taka Aser on Shabbos that he knows about, that we call that Helam Shabbos, we'll call it Helam Zev Zev, and it'll be telling the child Helam Zev Zev Biyadei. That's the Ramban's pshat, and like we said, Taiz, I think, is carved to the first mahalach and that mahalach of the Ramban. But that's a big chiddush. When he gave the din of Shechech Iker Shabbos, that's only if he has no idea what Shabbos is. He has no idea of the concept of Shabbos. Mashiach came to say that he's the idea that today is Shabbos. If you don't know that it's Shabbos, l'gabi any malacha, that's not called, you know, today is Shabbos altogether. If you don't l'gabi one malacha, or even Tchumen Alibi Rabbi Kiva, then it's called, you know, today is Shabbos. He just don't know these malachas. But if you don't know legami anything, that's even though it's called Yidei Iker Shabbos, because you know there's such a thing, but it's not called Yidei that today is Shabbos, for that you have to know legami a malacha. You understand the lumdus, but that's what the Ramban says. And then you have the pshat from the Baal Amor, which is interesting. The Ramban brings exactly the same pshat from Ramesha Barab Yosef. And the pshat is that he didn't know today was Shabbos, but he knew there's such a thing as Shabbos in regard to some malachas. and he did the other malachas, and then he forgot those malachas were aser, but he knew that other malachas were aser, and he did the other ones. So he had helam zev zev. He always knew Shabbos legabe some malachas, but then he forgot those malachas and remembered other malachas. So Mel, that's how he ended up doing all 39 malachas, behelam malachas and helam Shabbos. So fact the Baal Amar, so Ibazai, why can't you say that he knew today was Shabbos? It's just they forgot 38 malachas and he did them, whatever it is, or forgot even 20 malachas and he did them, and then he remembered those malachas and forgot the other malachas and he did them. Why do you have to say he also forgot today was Shabbos? So the Baal Amar says, because that wouldn't be a chiddush bechlal. If it's not teaching you that Helam Zev Zev Yodai is Chayiv, so why would the Mishnah have to say a new Chiddush that if you do all 39 Malachas of Chayiv Kalachas Vachas? We said in the last Mishnah, Hayidei Shehu Shabbos V'asa Malachas Habish B'as Habish Chayiv Kalmalacha Malacha. Why do we have to say again, Ovis Malachas of Ram Chas to tell you that you Chayiv 39? He has to be telling you some Chiddush. So either it's telling you a Chiddush of Helam Zev Zev Yodai, in other words, he didn't know it was Shabbos altogether, and plus he didn't know some Malachas in the morning, some Malachas in the evening. Or it could be telling you a chiddush that shigas karish mashgaga, or it could be telling you a chiddush that chuman aliv der bekivis called yediyah shabbos. But it has to be telling you a chiddush. But the case of helam zev zev biyada is a pshat. They didn't know it was Shabbos, but he knew that certain malachas were aser, and then he forgot those malachas were aser. And why can't you do that with that helam Shabbos? Because it wouldn't be a chiddush. That's bigger the vart in the Baal Amar and the Rambam b'shem Rabbi Rabbi Yosef. Couldn't this have two mahalchem in the Rishonim? That according to the Taz and the Ramban, the fact that you don't know any malacha at all makes it a Helam Shabbos, like the Gemara in Amazon. But you're still not called a Shechech Iker Shabbos, Yedeya Iker Shabbos, because you know the concept of Shabbos, like we said, or because you think Shabbos asks other malachas that weren't in the Mishkan, the Akapanim. If you don't know any malacha, the Negeya, whether you're a Yedeya Shehu Shabbos, you know that today is Shabbos. If you don't know any malacha, even though you know today is Saturday, you know it's Yom HaShvi, you know Kiddush and Avdolah, but if you don't know any malacha, you can't be called that you know today is Shabbos. But the Negei Iker Shabbos, the fact that you understand the concept that there is a day which is also malacha, you just happen not to know what the malachas are, that's called the Yedei Iker Shabbos. Now Shengen the Baal Amar and Ramesh Rabbi Yosef, they would them on that Kol Kami is telling me that you're not called a Yedeya that today is Shabbos because you don't know any malachas, that's called you don't know Ikka Shabbos either. That's called Shekeach Ikka Shabbos. And the Pshat is you could still have a case of to be chayiv all 39 malachas, that in the morning you knew some malachas, in the afternoon you knew other malachas. And why don't you say that same case and you knew today was Shabbos? Because it wouldn't be a chiddush. The chiddush would only be helam zev zev biyadei. But any chanam, if you know no malachas, I know that this is a case where it's considered that you don't know today is Shabbos. That's even though you know that today is the Yom HaShvi, you know it's Saturday, you know that this is the day. But since you don't know any malachas, that's not called knowing today is Shabbos. That would also memel not be called yedei ikka Shabbos. That's what will be according to the Baal Amar and Ramesh Rabbi Yosef. Which that leads in to the stipulous kasha. The stipulous actually asked the kasha on the sugya of Samach Tesam and Aleph, but it's really the same Gemara. The nusach of the stipulous kasha is like this. The Gemara early in the Vayin and Aleph explained, how come Shigah Shabbos is Chayiv one and Shigah's Malachas are Chayiv multiple? Because Shigah Shabbos is one Shkaga and Shigah's Malachas, each Malach is a different Shkaga. So the Stifler wanted to know like this. If someone doesn't know any malachas, is that called one shkaga because he has a kloli sticker thing? He doesn't know any of the malachas. That's called he doesn't know Shabbos. That's one kloli sticker shkaga. Or no, he doesn't know any of the malachas. That's 39 shkagas. He doesn't know any of the malachas. So the 39 shkagas that he has, he doesn't know all the 39 malachas. Which one is it? If he doesn't know today is Shabbos, he knows the malachas. That's called one shkaga. If it's both of them, so maybe it's called one shkaga because he doesn't know today is Shabbos. Maybe it's called multiple shkagas because he also doesn't know these malachas. But Lamaise, if he doesn't know today is Shabbos, that's called one shkaga. If he doesn't know any malachas or asr on Shabbos, what's that called? One shkaga or multiple shkagas? So the Gemara is kasha that yod le Shabbos b'may. If he doesn't know any malachas, how could he be chayiv 39 chatais? And the Gemara is kasha it's mavur that if you don't know any malachas, that would be called one shkaga. Because not the pshat, you don't know this malacha, that malacha, the other malacha. You don't know any malachas. That's called one shgaga. So in fact, the disciple said, why is it good according to Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan says, Yad Hashem is bala. But Lamaisa, you don't know any karis. You don't know any malachas of a karis. So you don't know klali stick a thing. You don't know that Shabbos is mechayev karis. You don't know if there's a carbon or karis by Shabbos. So that should be one shgaga. Elamai, you're going to say no. Because even after I find out that one malach is bekaris, I still have to know the other malach is bekaris. So that's 39. So good. So even if I don't know any malachas, right, there should be 39. Even if I have to find that one malach, I have to know the other malach. So this is the way the disciple is spelling of Ekdekash. I can hear either way, Zach, the disciple. If you don't know today is Shabbos, that's called one shkaga. What if you don't know anything is Asur and Shabbos? Is that one shkaga or multiple shkagas? If you're going to tell me that it's one shkaga, so how come if I don't know any malachas of a karis, it's not called one shkaga? El, am I going to tell me I don't know karis, but all the malachas, that's called multiple shkagas, because I need to know that each malach is bekaris. So how come if I don't know any malachas, period, that's also should be called multiple shkagas, because I have to know each malacha. As I affect this knife of Akasha. So he says, Mishlaim like the Baal Amor, and the Meshur Rabbi Yosef, I can tell you like this. Not knowing about any malachas is called multiple shkagas. But the pshat is that not knowing about any malachas is a shecheich ikashavis. Then it doesn't make a difference if it's one shkag or multiple shkagas. Ah, shecheich ikashavis. That you learn from Rosh Hashanah and Yisrael says Shabbos, that Shemir Achas for Kama Shabbosis, or Shabbosis of the Shemir, the two Chinese to the Gemara. That's a different thing. The Gemara's Kash is your Shecheich Ikashabbos. But call Kama, you're a Yudeik Ikashabbos. So then, not knowing all the Malachas, is called multiple Shkagas. So that's very good, the Gemara. When the Gemara asks the Kasha, that Bishlam according to Rabbi Yochanan, you could say Yad LaShabbos B'Lav, but according to Rosh Lakish, what do you know? And Teretz is Yad LaBetchum and Alibi Rabbi Kiva. So the pshat is not knowing all the malachas is called multiple shkagas. But not knowing all the malachas, the problem is, that's a shecheich ikashavis. That's another svara why you get one chattas. So Mel, the Gemara had to say that no, he's a yedei ikashavis, yedei ikashavis b'lav, he's a yedei ikashavis t'chum alim der b'kiva. But well, as long as he's a yedei ikashavis, then the fact that he had one klali stick of thing which he didn't know, that's called multiple shkagas because he has to know that thing for each malacha. But according to Taisus and the Ramban, that hold that if you don't know any malacha, you're not a shecheich ikashavis. That's what they say, for whatever reason it is. You don't know any malacha, you're not a shecheich ikashavis. So why did the Gemara say you shouldn't be chayav 39 chatas? Because you're not a yedei shehu Shabbos. You're not a yedei that a yom is Shabbos. Since you don't know Shabbos, it can't be anything, so it's not cool that you know today is Shabbos. You know ikar Shabbos, but you don't know today is Shabbos. But mimanav shach, is that a reason to say it's shkoga achas? Because there's one klali stick of thing I don't know about Shabbos. So who didn't, if I don't know Karis also? It's also a klali stick of thing. I don't know Shabbos, it's Bukaris. Elamai, not knowing Bukaris is called 39 different shkagas because I have to know that each malach is Bukaris. So who wouldn't, if I don't know the malachas, it should be called different shkagas because I have to know all the 39 malachas. As I affect the stipula, and the only teretz he gives is like this. He says, "Be'etzim, there's exeris akas of achas yehena hena shiachas," and you learn out. There's a limud that when it's shigas Shabbos, it's one chatas. When it's shigas malachas, it's kama chatas. The Gemara before is explaining the reason for the limud. The reason why was that sign that yichayev hena shiachas, you only chayev one by shigas Shabbos, is usually shigas Shabbos is shkag achas. The reason why was that sign that achas sheena that yichayev akol malachu malacha by shigas malachas because usually shkagas tuva, but lemaisa the kaveya is it shigas Shabbos or shigas malachas? If you're going to call it shigas Shabbos, even if it happens to be multiple shkagas, but since it has a shame shigas Shabbos, so then yichayev one. If you're going to call it shigas malachas, even if it's going to be shigas achas, but since it has a shame shigas malachas, yichayev multiple. So any time he yedei Shabbos with something, so that's already called shigas malachas, and merely chayef each malacha. Any time he lo yada Shabbos for anything, that behecher shigas Shabbos, so merely chayef achas. But you don't have to down on each case, is it shigas achas or shkages harbe. That's the shtickle from the disciple. Just one last thing. Rabbi Elazar Meisha wants to answer Rishayim's kasha. Rishayim's kasha is, if you don't know any melachas, and that's called you don't know Shabbos, and the Gemara says if you hold Helam Zev Zeb Yadei Shapri will be good. Why? He's a Shechei Chikah Shabbos. A Shechei Chikah Shabbos, he only has one. That's Rishayim's kasha that we started with. So Rabbi Elazar Meisha, I have a teretz to this kasha. There's a lot of cases where he doesn't know any melachas, but he's a Yadei Shabbos. So he says, Lamashal. He thinks he'll have to do all the malachas for a chaylish aim b'sakana. Or he thinks he'll have to do all the malachas for parnasa. If you have a job, you have a job, you could do all the malachas. Or he thinks he could do all the malachas for a bikuach nefesh of a ger shemal v'lay taval. Or he thinks that Shabbos is a naig b'nashim. Or he thinks that Shabbos is a naig b'chutz l'aretz. And you can imagine kama v'kama cases like this. And all these cases are yidei ikka Shabbos, but he doesn't know any malachas. And that's Rishon in the Gemara. And that's how he wants to answer the Rishonim's kasha. But Yesh L'Hai, because why does he assume that all these cases are cases where it's considered that you don't know today is Shabbos? You do know today is Shabbos. You know things are Asur in Shabbos. You think Shabbos is not Negei for Nashim, but you know today is Shabbos for Anashim. You think Shabbos is not Negei for Chutz L'Aretz, but you know today is Shabbos for Eretz Yisrael. You think Shabbos is not Negei for Chayil Hashem v'Sakonim, but you know that Shabbos is Negei for Anachayla, but he's no Absent Mammon. What's he saying? So I think he wants to say that that's called Shkaga Achas. That's one clearly sticky thing that you don't know. And Shkaga Achas like that will be totally in the shell of Helam Zev Zebi Yadai. But L'chaira, the reason why the Rishayim didn't hold this way is because according to him, so why Rabbi Yechanan says Yad L'Shamas B'Lav, it's also clearly sticky thing. He doesn't know Karis, but Malach Shabbos. So why isn't that also called Helam Zev Zebi Yadai? Elamai, that's called Kamishkogis, because he has to know that each malach is asur, let's say, b'chutzlaritz, or for nashim, or for chayel sheish v'sakonis, that's called Kamishkogis. Or like this type was saying, it doesn't make a difference if it's Kamishkogis, because the ikka is totally if you're daya, if you shigur Shabbos or not shigur Shabbos. And doesn't make a difference, lamais, if it's one shkogis tuva. But all these cases, makar, they're not cases of helam zev zeb yadai. I would think that all these cases, a case that even if Helam Zev Zeb Yadi Yechayev won, but these cases are like Helam Karis, have I to be chayev for each malacha. As I even means a double pashit. You have a kasha ayat shinga achas, you have the same kasha by Karis. I don't see a makan to be mechalik. Are you going to ask me, so why did the Gemara say this? Why do we have to be matchik with Kuman Aliv de Rabbi Kiva? Why did the Gemara say it was Yad Le Shabbos? And he was taught that he thought the Shabbos was not negated for Nashim or for Chutzlaritz or for Chalash Em V'Sakana. I would say, I've had the Huadin. Because anyway, the Rishonim ask a lot of Kashas, the Gemara, the Taisus asked a Kasha, he could have known Shabbos Basay. And L'chai, you could ask another Kasha. So I'm surprised the Rishonim don't ask. Let's say he knows that Ksir is Asr, but he thinks it's only Ksir from grain. He doesn't think Ksir is Asr when you take it from a tree. Well, let's say he knows that Eifa is Asr, but he thinks Mavashal is Mutter. Or he thinks Dafka Ba'ur, not Batel this Ar. You have kama times where he knows the Malacha, but he doesn't know one application of the Malacha. And if any he can have, that he can bring 39 Chatais, because in each Malacha he either didn't know the entire Malacha, or some Malachas he knew the Malacha, he just didn't know some of the applications of the Malacha. But L'chayin Nechanami, L'chayin Nechanami could have said it. Bemison, they ask on the Rambam, because the Rambam says, it's an Ilchus Shkagas, Erg Zayin Alacha Gimel. M'chole Yedei Shayim Shabbos, Ushag B'Malachas Yadish M'Malachas Eilu Asuris. Someone who doesn't know today is Shabbos, and doesn't, but Ushag B'Malachas, he knows that today was Shabbos, but Ushag B'Malachas, he doesn't know these M'Malachas are Asur. Or Yishay Yadishayin Asuris, the other Shayim Lein Karis, V'Asim M'Malachas Harbe, Chayim Chatas Kol Av M'Malachu M'Malachu, Afilu asar bom chas achas belam achas maybe shleishim v'teisha chatais. Even if he did all 39 belam achas, he brings 39 chatais. So the mashmoyis of the Rambam is, you have two cases. He knows today is Shabbos, and he didn't know these malachas were asur, or he knew they were asur and didn't know the yechayev karis. He did a lot of malachas. His chayev chatas in each malacha, even if he did all 39 malachas. So feg the nice kalim, the Kesef Mishnah brings there a Rambam, and the Rambam was asked his kasha. That how does the Rambam answer the Gemara's kasha? The Rambam says he didn't know these malachas were asur, or he knew they were asur but didn't know you chayev karis. He did a bunch of malachas. Even if he did all 39 malachas, he's chayev 39 chatais. But if he didn't know that all 39 were asur, so then Avandi is only chayiv one chatas, like the Gemara says. That's Helam Zev Zev Yaday. So you don't have either of the two Gemaras Tirutzim. You don't have Yadala Shamus Balav, because the Rambam says both cases. He didn't know the Malkas Asr, or he knew the Malkas Asr, and he didn't know Yechayev Karis. And you don't have the Teres Tchum and Leave the Abkiva, because the Rambam doesn't have Askin Leave the Abkiva. So in the Rambam, you're stuck. So Rambam, the Rambam says, you have other cases. He knew the Taldas, but didn't know the Avais. He didn't know all the application of the Malkas. He says, you have other cases. So why didn't the Gemara say those cases? And the Gemara wanted to tell you that even if you only know Tchum and Levi Kiva, it's also good enough. But the Gemara says one out of two cases. It's not so shver. So all the cases I think of the Rabbi Elazar Moshe are all good answers for the Gemara's kasha. They can have a case where he did 39 melachas b'shegig and still knew that some things are asur on Shabbos. He just didn't know all 39 melachas, but he knew the melacha. He didn't know all the applications of the melacha. But the Maisa, those cases, just like you find that Shagig B'kares is called Shigis Malachas, even if the old Helam Zev is Ibiyad, is Enechayv Malachas. So, who then all these cases are similar to Shagig Bekaris? Either it's called multiple Shagigs, or it doesn't matter if it's multiple Shagigs, like this disciple is saying. But all those cases would also be considered Shigis Malachas and Ibiyad Kalachas Malachas.